Fran Kartanen spends about 7 hours a day with her husband at Nantucket's only skilled nursing facility, Our Island Home. And the first thing she wants to show me when I walk in, the view out the window.
Are we looking straight across the salt marsh, the creeks, to Brant Point, and the red light comes on just at sunset. And we also have a very good view of the tides rising and lowering.
The view is beautiful, but Our Island Home has major problems. It was built by the town more than 30 years ago, and it's in really rough shape. Almost everything has issues. The roof, the electrical system, the plumbing, fire safety. It needs to be rebuilt. But the question is, where? And what will the future of elder care on Nantucket look like?
That's the thing about being an island, is that we can't just use a facility down the road in a neighboring town. We have to provide here.
Last fall, Nantucket's town government started planning a new island home. It'd be much harder and more expensive to rebuild the facility on site. So the town is considering moving the island home inland, next door to Sherburn Commons, an assisted living facility in the Pine Woods on the south side of the island. But for some Nantucketers, the island home's waterfront view is invaluable. Kartanen is a leader in a group opposing the potential move.
I felt that this siting is really strongly therapeutic to the residents here. And I felt that perhaps there was some lack of imagination on the part of the people who were planning to move this facility basically out into the scrub pines.
So Kartanen started a petition on change.org. The title, Our Seniors Need a View, Keep Our Island Home Where It Is. To date, more than 500 people have signed it.
I mean, anybody would want to look at that view.
That's Nantucket Town Manager Libby Gibson. She's involved because the island home is owned and operated by the town. That's unusual. It's one of the only municipal nursing homes left in Massachusetts, and it operates at a huge loss, about $4 million every year. The island's taxpayers pick up the bill. So Gibson says it can't be all about the view.
Can it be more efficient and cost-effective? It's a big project either way, $30 or more million.
And that's just one item on a growing list of major expenses for the town. During this past winter, the town and other groups organized discussions about the issue. Things got intense. At one meeting in February, one person felt so strongly that she submitted her own building design for consideration. But some aren't sure the view is so important, like Gail Ellis, director of nursing at Our Island Home.
It's hard to get a sense if you're not here all the time about how much residents actually look at the view.
I would say less than a quarter. I mean, staff, visitors are the people who love it the most. The people that live here, it's all about what their lives are like, not where they're living their lives.
This winter, the town hired consultants to help with the decision. And in March, those consultants recommended relocation away from the waterfront. That's because the facility is at risk of storm surge. Jude Rabig was one of the town's consultants. She says that after Hurricane Katrina, that's a deal breaker for the state.
The government scrutinizes the site that you're proposing to use. We experienced with Katrina death to people in nursing homes who were subjected to water, and the inability to move those people, to evacuate them, created havoc. It's not us saying no. There is no state government at this time in our history who would approve this picture.
Still, many people weren't convinced. Couldn't the town try something like raising the elevation of the site? Kartanen says it's not all about efficiency.
It's easy to say, well, there's a motion, but then there's practicalities and dollars and cents. But I think in a matter of caring for our most fragile elders, emotion has its place.
And Director of Nursing Gail Ellis is dealing with a little bit of both emotion and practicality.
I think the Sherburn site is, you know, do I feel that that's a compromise? Yes. Do I think it's the safest and healthiest compromise? Yes. Would I miss this site? Oh, most certainly.
Nantucket's Board of Selectmen is set to make a decision on the location at their meeting on Wednesday, May 4th. After that, the island's voters will get to have their say at an upcoming town meeting. For WCAI, I'm Justine Paradise on Nantucket.